This is the latest local news on WIBD. A home was destroyed and a 41-year-old Saukville man was seriously burned when gas he was removing from his boat's fuel tank ignited in his garage yesterday. The fire at the Highway 33 residence in the town of Saukville was reported at about 11 o'clock yesterday morning. Homeowner Christopher Unger was taken to Aurora Medical Center in Grafton for treatment of burns to his hands and legs. A Newburgh firefighter was also taken to the medical center for treatment of a heat-related injury. About a dozen fire departments responded to the call but were unable to save the home. The West Bend Common Council received its first report on deer in the city Monday night. Mayor Craig Sedonico says the DNR has been working on the issue.
So far, what they've discovered is the corridor between Bicentennial Park through Regner out to Lac La Ranne, it appears as though it has a, quote, high number of deer. Where it goes from here over the next couple of months, the DNR and city staff and others will be going out and doing a deer count to identify how many deer we think are in that corridor. And from there, the DNR can extrapolate out an equation on, hey, there should be X number of deer per X number of acres to maintain a healthy population, and we'll know if we're above that, and if we are, how far above that. And from there, we can start talking about solutions.
The complete community conversation with the mayor is available as a podcast at WIBDWestBend.com. The Dodge County Drug Task Force arrested what they're calling a major heroin and cocaine dealer following a traffic stop Monday evening in the city of Beaver Dam. 27-year-old Acretia A.P. Lightfoot, known on the street as L.A., was arrested for manufacturing and delivery of heroin, manufacturing and delivery of cocaine, and delivery of a counterfeit narcotic drug, all as a party to the crime. Authorities say Lightfoot had several associates working with her, distributing drugs from several locations in Beaver Dam, and more arrests are expected. A 32-year-old West Bend man was arrested for first offense OWI after he blew a .292 in a PBT early yesterday. West Bend police officer saw the man swerving in and out of the traffic lane in the 600 block of South Indiana Avenue at 12:40 Tuesday morning and pulled him over. Washington County authorities are investigating the Sunday burglary of Resurrection Catholic Church in Allenton. Parishioners were in the basement of the church when they heard loud noises from upstairs at about 12:15 Sunday afternoon. A witness went upstairs and came face-to-face with a man holding a pry bar. He also saw another man exiting the room where the safe is located. That man walked away down a hallway behind the altar and disappeared. The suspect with the pry bar fled in a vehicle, but the witness was able to get a description of that vehicle. A state trooper found the vehicle in St. Lawrence and arrested the only occupant, a 52-year-old Milwaukee man. Trooper also spotted a pry bar in the vehicle. Whereabouts of the second suspect are unknown, and the investigation continues.